You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Venaria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Venaria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
Welcome back to the show. Glad you're here. 855-839-1210 on X at Rich Zeoli. Joining us now to talk about the great economic news of the day, Dr. Michael Bussler. Dr. Bussler is professor of finance and finance program chair at Stockton University in New Jersey. He's also a Newsmax contributor, and he's on X at M. Bussler. Dr. Bussler, welcome back to the show, my friend. How are you?
Well, thanks for having me, Rich. It's always my pleasure to be here.
How are things in Stockton? I was there recently. I was down in AC. I went to Cafe 2825, had a great dinner. And it's a good time of year to be down there. Yeah,
it certainly is. And, you know, Stockton opened a campus right on the Atlantic City boardwalk. The dorm is right on the boardwalk, the administrative building. It's about a block off. I moved my offices there. I teach mostly in the MBA program, and they centered the MBA program there. So I got a second floor corner office with windows and a view of the ocean. I tell you, it's perfect.
We should be doing the show from your office today. By the way, I would have gotten serious trouble if I went to college and my dorm room was on the boardwalk in Atlantic City. I would have gotten some major trouble. But
yeah. We're finding some students having that issue. Yeah.
I can imagine. Let's talk about the economic news today. First of all, any thoughts on I'm sure you weren't surprised that the Fed kept rates the same, I'm guessing, right?
Jerome Powell, and I've said this numerous times, is the worst Fed chair we've had since Arthur Burns in the 70s. Mistakes after mistakes. 2018, for no reason, we passed tax cuts, the economy's ready to grow, he raises interest rates four times. 2021, all through January 2021 to June of 2022, inflation is climbing, reaches up to 9%. He leaves the federal funds rate at zero and keeps increasing the money supply. Finally, he wakes up. He raised interest rates over the next year. I think he stopped a little too soon. Had he gone a little higher with the federal funds rate, I think we'd have gotten rid of this inflation problem. And then last fall, just as inflation was coming down, he didn't have to do anything. He decides to cut interest rates three times. Inflation spiked back up again in January, and it's been going down. Now he's making a mistake. He should have cut interest rates in May. He should have cut them in June. And he announced today he's not cutting them today either, even though two members of the Federal Open Market Committee, two governors, said they should cut interest rates. Mistake after mistake after mistake. This inflation problem caused by a bunch of things, but he could have contained it had he done more sooner. Too late, Powell, is a perfect name for him.
Yeah, I agree with you. He's the worst. And, you know, I'm with Senator Rand Paul. We need to audit the Fed, investigate the Fed, their quantitative easing policies. I mean, so much of the problems in our economy were created by the Fed.
Exactly. And Rand Paul's absolutely right. I usually agree with Rand Paul. In this case, I wholeheartedly agree with them. We've got to monitor this Fed. It was set up as a quasi-public independent agency, and the thought was that it'll keep politics out of it. It's not working. So we need to do something else because it has such a large impact on the economy. Look, the federal funds rate is at roughly 4.3%. Neutral is about 3.3%. Above that, you're slowing the economy. Below that, you're stimulating. The inflation problem is essentially solved. He's worried about the impact of tariffs on the inflation. There's virtually no impact of the tariffs on inflation. And meanwhile, he's slowing the economy down. We had a great quarter. You know, we grew at 3%, mostly because exports are starting to go up because Trump's policy with the tariffs has a few goals. But one of the goals, he wants to open up markets to U.S. producers, foreign markets. For years, and literally decades, we charge people a 2.5% tariff. They charge us 20, 30, 40. India's charging 100% tariffs. We can't sell anything. We're buying a lot from them. They're not buying much from us. Negative balance of trade. $800 billion of our wealth went out of the country last year. Trump said, no more. I'm stopping it right away. And he's doing it.
How important is the deregulation to the economy, Professor?
Extremely important. We have to let business grow. And in order to do that, they have to have an environment where the government is not all over them. Anybody tries to start a new business or looking at a new project, there's so many layers of regulation you have to go through. By the time you get the project approved, the whole market has changed. We have to make it. We lowered the corporate tax rate as an incentive to get business to produce more. We need to get regulations down to a reasonable point. Look, I'm not saying no regulations. We need some. But we don't need nearly the number we have. Trump says, if I'm going to add a new regulation, I'm going to take 10 regulations off. That's the kind of attitude we have to have.
Yeah, I'm with you on that, Professor. And I think, too, energy, deregulating energy and becoming dominant in energy on the world stage, which was a big part of the agreement that was worked out with the EU, right?
Correct. That's huge. So if people are worried about the inflationary impact of tariffs, and I think it'll be relatively small, but if you're worried about it, Trump is going to vastly increase the supply of energy. When you increase the supply of anything, the price falls. Already gasoline is starting, I'm noticing, under $3 a gallon again. He wants it down to like the 250 range by early next year. Energy directly affects 7% of the consumer price index. So even if there's a little bit of inflationary pressure from the tariffs, he brings energy costs down, cost of manufacturing goes down. We pay less for necessities like gas and heating oil. I think the inflation rate will be under 2% by the end of the year as a result of Trump's energy policy.
I mean, that would be amazing. It would be amazing. And then, you know, I know so many people that want to either refinance their mortgage or buy a home. And I think this is one of the most critical issues right now. There's no inventory. I mean, I'm in South Jersey. A home goes on the market and 24 hours later, it's gone. And it doesn't even necessarily hit the listing. They do private sales and it goes over asking price. And then you got a lot of people who want to move, need to move, want to refinance. They can't. If interest rates come down, I think you're going to see a housing boom again in this country. Am I wrong on that?
I agree with you completely. The lower interest rates will make housing more affordable. And from a builder standpoint, it'll make the cost to build less. Most builders pay 1 or 2 percentage points over prime to borrow money. The prime's 8.5%. So you have builders paying 9-10% interest on money. And if it takes a while to build and or sell the house, you just ate up a whole lot of their profits. Real estate doesn't work at high interest rates. It's that simple. At low interest rates, it works extremely well. I'm not saying take it the Fed funds rate down to zero, but even if you get it to a neutral position, drop it a full percentage point or so, the economy will really take off. And all of these young people who have been pushed out of the home market will now be able to get into the market. And I agree with you. You'll see a boom in housing, which will benefit everybody.
Professor Michael Bussler is with us. He is the professor of finance and the finance program chair at Stockton University, also a Newsmax contributor. He's on X at M. Bussler. I have a lot of friends who don't like tariffs, and they say, look, this is just a tax that's going to be passed on to the consumer. What do you say to that, Professor?
So a tariff adds to the cost of the product, and when it adds to the cost of the product, it tends to raise prices. Now, the question is, who's going to pay the tariff? So look, if Walmart sells something for $20, they probably paid $10 for it. It's a typical retail markup. There might be a wholesaler or somebody else in between, so maybe it only costs $5 or $6 to make the product. So even if you have a 15% tariff on it, a lot of that will be absorbed by the producer, some of the middlemen, and some of the retailers. Now, some will pass prices increases along, and you may see some upward pressure on prices from the tariffs. Offsetting that, though, that will be the low energy cost, and the overall inflation rate will be lower.
So that gets offset. You see, and that's key right there, is that what we were dealing with the previous administration was an administration that was purposely driving the price of energy up. And I mean, that's obvious from everything from the ban on liquid natural gas exports to, you know, forcing everybody into
pipeline, everything.
Yeah, right. Exactly. And so many people don't understand how energy prices affect everything, including the food on your kitchen table.
Exactly. Farmers, I remember when diesel prices shot way up, farmers were complaining, look, it's costing me a fortune to make this food. I don't know if I can sell it at a profit anymore. So you're absolutely right. Energy affects so much in the economy, not just what we pay for gas and heating oil, but the cost of manufacture. The energy prices affect the cost of a lot of fertilizers that are based on petroleum products. Keeping the price of energy low, as President Trump did in his first term, will cause the economy, economic growth to accelerate. You couple that with the fact that he's opening up these markets. All of Europe is now open to U.S. manufacturers, where before they had ridiculously high tariffs. Now, there's a few you have to work on. India is being a little tough. China is being a little tough, and they can't afford to be. Their economy is doing very poorly. If Trump slaps a high tariff on them and their production that typically goes to the U.S. drops, they'll go into a very severe recession. So a few countries have yet to come around. Some countries say, well, maybe Trump's bluffing. He's really not going to do this. He's not bluffing. If you don't come up with something reasonable, he's going to slap very high tariffs. And it hurts them more than it hurts us. A little bit of inflationary issues, a little bit of not being able to get some stuff. But those economies that depend on selling to the U.S. will collapse.
It was amazing to listen to former beef guys and shrimp people talking about how they could not sell in markets in Europe, for example, how automakers were shut out of certain countries. I'm just surprised by India because, for them, it seems like this is such a great opportunity. We like India. It's a democracy. We get along with them. They could be the new China in the sense of being able to produce a lot of goods to export. I don't know why they're being so difficult with us.
They're hooked on cheap oil from Russia, and they're afraid to give that up. Now, President Trump didn't give he gave Putin 50 days to come up with a peace deal, just lowered it to about a week and a half.
Yeah.
And he's serious about this, too. He doesn't like to see people killed. And regardless of who's right or wrong and who did what, he doesn't want to see people killed. So he wants to see an end to this fighting. So he's going to force Russia, and they're going to be forced to do this because he'll put such sanctions on them that their economy, which again, like China, is very shaky, will go into a severe recession. India has got to wise up relatively soon. Their cheap oil that they're getting from Russia is just about over, and they're much better off having a strong relationship with a democracy or republic like the U.S. rather than relying on Russia. You know, they put 100% tariff on Harley-Davidson motorcycles. Harley has a big market there. Mm. Harley was forced to build a plant in India to avoid the the tariffs. So India can't keep doing that. America is saying, look, we're going to put high. There are certain products that are vital to national defense, steel, copper, aluminum, medical supplies. We have to make those products here, even if it costs a little more. We have to make those products here. So Trump is going to keep 25-50% tariff on those goods, and that'll bring manufacturing back here. Nippon Steel, who's extremely efficient at producing steel, just partnered with U.S. Steel. That's the first step in seeing our steel industry come back. And that's what Trump wants to see. Steel come back, aluminum come back, medical supplies especially to come back. And I support what Trump is doing, and I think the results so far have been very positive. And I think going into the future, they'll be even more positive.
I don't know if you're a Jersey guy your whole life, or you teach at a Jersey school, but are you from Jersey?
Born in South Philly.
South Philly guy.
County,
all right.
And lived over half my life at the Jersey Shore.
All right. So you enjoy schadenfreude. You enjoy a little like a CNN having to talk about how good the economy is. This clip from with Wolf Blitzer, cut number three. This is great now. As CNN forced to acknowledge that the GDP is strong here, cut number three.
For the U.S. economy, new numbers show a sharp turnaround after a worrisome first quarter. CNN senior reporter Matt Egan is joining us here in the Situation Room. How big of an improvement is this new report for the U.S. economy?
Well, Wolf, the headline here is a positive one, right? GDP, the broadest measure of the U.S. economy, it did rebound in the second quarter. 3%, that is a solid number, and it also beat expectations. This marks a major improvement from the first quarter when we saw a rare contract.
They're not happy about this, Professor.
Wolf Blitzer looked like he was having trouble getting those words out. It was hurting him to actually say this. Look, Trump got in January. You got to figure out what to do for a month or two. So he had no control over the first quarter left over from the prior administration, negative growth in GDP. His policies start to take effect here. Suddenly we have 3% growth. I think we're going to be very pleasantly surprised at the growth over the next couple of quarters now, especially since these foreign markets are open to U.S. manufacturers, and CNN and MSNBC are just going to have a tough time reporting the good news in the economy.
I feel so sorry for Wolf Blitzer's beard. It needs privacy at this painful time. Professor, always a joy to have you on the show. South Philly and Jersey, you're one of us, so we thank you. And we'll watch you on Newsmax and hope to talk to you again soon.
Thanks, Rich. A pleasure to be here. Look forward to doing it again.
Great.
It's the 5 o'clock happy hour on the Rich Zeoli Show. Brought to you by the Oceanfront Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. Premier full-service resort and conference center. GrandHotelCapeMay.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It's a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and more importantly, on your life. Listen and follow Jill on Money on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The 5 o'clock happy hour right now is brought to you by the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. Book a grand escape weekend this fall and earn resort credits. See GrandHotelCapeMay.com for details and join us August 15th, Friday the 15th, for our last show of the summer. It's going to be a great one. Okay, so make sure you join us for that. And this is the Democrats' playbook again, which is to try to pour cold water on all this and scream about how America's collapsing. So here's Chuck Schumer saying that this is all a mirage. The economy's not strong. I feel so bad for them. They got nothing. It's either this or they're screaming hysterical antics on the Senate floor. I mean, at least Cory Booker, with his drama and his grandstanding, is a little bit more entertaining than this guy. Cut number five.
So this morning, we got more worrying news showing how Donald Trump's administration is raising costs and sowing chaos in the economy. The New York Times headline put it succinctly: U.S. economy slowed in the first half of 2025 as tariffs scrambled data. And while the Trump administration will try to wave rosy headlines about the Q2 number, today's GDP number is, in fact, a mirage. Ominous numbers lurk under the hood. Business investment plunged in the second quarter by 3.1%. The fact that business investment plunged so starkly is very troubling. It shows that already businesses are worried about growing their operations, worried about hiring more workers, worried about trading with their international partners, and worried in general about the future. And this number is another data point in a larger pattern. Donald Trump's tariffs are weighing down the U.S. economy, spiking costs for small businesses and families alike. And if Donald Trump keeps up the chaos, the dangers for the economy will continue to get worse.
Oh, boy. Wow. Oh, man. I'm really, really worried about that. How about you? Terrified. So this is, and again, it's that, and then it's the drama of Cory Booker. It's the drama of the screaming. And remember yesterday, Justin found it for us, the clip of Spartacus Booker, Count Grandstangela Spartacus Booker and the Tears of Rage Band with his antics and his screaming and yelling on the floor of the Senate. That's, again, what they're doing to go viral. What does the poll say, by the way, about Eric Swalwell benching? What are we at right now?
With 94 votes in, we are looking at hell no winning 80% to 20%.
Yeah. Oh,
yes.
Oh, man. And that's with me voting on numerous accounts to try to boost the yes.
Yeah. Sorry, Matt DeSantis. You're going to have to wait and see your friend Eric Swalwell bench pressing.
Can we at least play his clip from MSNBC in 2019?
Fine.
Yes, that's all I wanted.
It's like entertaining a child, I swear.
Was that so difficult, Rich? No. It's all I wanted. It's all
no.
I wanted.
Fine. This is for you and the 7 fans that you have.
Thank you.
Go ahead.
The evidence is uncontradicted that the president used taxpayer dollars to ask the Ukrainians to help him cheat an election. And the complaint that I've heard from...
We just had one of the smartest minds on the show talking about the economy, a brilliant man. We go from that to that.
Oh, come on. That's funny.
Because you're like a child. I mean, you really are a child who's watching Leave It to Beaver. Right? It's what you are right now.
Well, Leave It to Beaver is hilarious, but not quite as hilarious as Swalwell on MSNBC.
This is why I need to use ChatGPT like a therapist. So here's Sam Altman explaining that many people are using ChatGPT like a therapist right now, and we need laws to protect the privacy of chat histories. So one of the things that's happening at the White House right now is the president is having this whole summit on essentially now how we can move medical information into this new era that we're in. And he's got Dr. Oz there and RFK Jr. there, and he's got all these great minds there, and the AI's czar, David Sachs, is there. This is Sam Altman explaining this to Theo Von on his podcast, Cut 18.
I think we will certainly need a legal or a policy framework for AI. One example that we've been thinking about a lot, this is like a, maybe not quite what you're asking, this is like a very human-centric version of that question. People talk about the most personal in their lives to ChatGPT. It's, you know, people use it, young people especially, like use it as a therapist, a life coach, having these relationship problems, what should I do? And right now, if you talk to a therapist or a lawyer or a doctor about those problems, there's like legal privilege for it. You know, like it's, there's doctor-patient confidentiality, there's legal confidentiality, whatever. And we haven't figured that out yet for when you talk to ChatGPT. So if you go talk to ChatGPT about your most sensitive stuff and then there's like a lawsuit or whatever, like we could be required to produce that. And I think that's very screwed up. I think we should have like the same concept of privacy for your conversations with AI that we do with a therapist or whatever. And no one had to think about that even a year ago. And now I think it's this huge issue of like, how are we going to treat the laws around this?
Well, do you think there should be like kind of like a slowing things down before we move there kind of? Because, yeah, that is kind of wild. It's one of the reasons I get scared sometimes to use certain AI stuff because I don't know how much personal information I want to put in because I don't know who's going to have it.
I think we need this point addressed with some urgency. And, you know, the policymakers I've talked to about it like broadly agree. It's just it's new and now we got to do it quickly.
I mean, I don't know about you. I have no interest in telling an AI my feelings because these things are now becoming self-aware. I told you ChatGPT can now outwit the "Are you a robot?" test. So I have no interest in sharing my feelings with these things because they're all just going to basically trick us into a state of something and then destroy us. So I don't trust it. But the broader point of your privacy and your data and your medical records and all these things, and this is what they're discussing at the White House. And these things need to be discussed because, let's face it, We really do have a situation in this country where your medical records, and we've seen this, can be hacked in a moment's notice. And then that's very sensitive data and very sensitive information that can be out there. No doubt about that. Philadelphia has a major problem with squatters, something that we've talked about a lot on this show. There was a piece in the Daily Wire about this. You literally have no protection. Philadelphia squatters took over a woman's house, breaking the law. And this is happening. And there are scammers now that do this. And they do this in blue places where they move into houses, they move into apartments, and then you can't get rid of them and you can't get them out. You know, Ron DeSantis will send in the police. Red places are not putting up with this crap. But this is something that's happening. And this they go through this whole situation with this poor woman and this squatter. And we'll get more into that as time goes on. But I did want to remind you of Spartacus Booker's grandstanding. This is him from the Senate floor yesterday. I'm not going to play the whole thing and torture you with it, but this is Cut 23. Take a listen.
The Democratic Party needs a wake-up call. I see law firms bending a knee to this president, not caring about the larger principles, that those free speech rights, that you could take on any client, why are you bending the knee? I see universities that should be bastions of free speech bending at the knee to this president. I see businesses.
Okay,
taking...
that's enough. That's enough of Count Grandstangelo Spartacus Booker and the Tears of Rage Band. That's enough. Claire McCaskill. Because he goes on to say, Democrats, Mike, you deserve to lose. You know, yelling at the top of his lungs like a raging lunatic. You deserve to lose. Ah, rah, 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 rah. Claire McCaskill is saying that this is a problem. Unusual. Worrisome. Cut 24.
Right. There's a way to change a bill. And then there's a way to get in the opening segment of Morning Joe and on the front page of the New York Times. And Corey chose the latter rather than the former. He knew if he did this, it would be a viral moment, and he would be associated with Democrats who are willing to fight. Meanwhile, this bill didn't impact funding, and there probably was not the leverage to do what Corey would like to do, which is defy Donald Trump, because we don't have the votes in the Senate. I mean, they just approved a judge that's totally unqualified, and you had a couple of guys who aren't even running for re-election who folded on Emile Bowe. So Corey knows we don't have the votes in the Senate to do what the base wants us to do.
Well, just so stop. So stop. It is all about grandstanding and going viral. Okay, I hate to agree with Claire McCaskill, but that's exactly what it is. That's what all these idiots are trying to do. He sat on the committee that approved that bill and voted for it. So he's a hack, and he's a grandstanding theatrical jackass. But, you know, they go viral for this. This is how it works. All right, Jimmy Failla is going to join us next. I want to tell you, you know, there's a reason why so many people love the great care of Dr. Mike Veneria. Let's say you need a complicated dental procedure. I'm talking about the real deal here. I'm talking about caps. I'm talking about root canal. I'm talking about dental implants. You go to one of these, like, these chain dental offices? Hell no. No, no, no. You go to the best of the best. You go to the guy who for 12 consecutive years has been ranked among his peers as a master of dental implants. That's right. That's Dr. Mike Veneria. Other dentists and doctors send their patients to Dr. Mike Veneria. He's that good. He's the expert. So when dentists can't do it, they send it to Dr. Mike. That's who you want to use. And my whole family goes to him. Mama Zoli discovered him for our family, and I go there. Bridget just got a beautiful new smile from Dr. Mike last year. I mean, her smile was great, but she had veneers and she needed caps, and he did it for her, and she's never looked better. That's what you'll get with Dr. Mike Veneria. And dental implants, these complicated procedures, it really matters who you go see. Trust me on this. If you've already had a consultation for dental implants, get a second opinion with Dr. Mike. He's right over the bridge in Cinnaminson, right over the bridge in Woodbury. So go see him today. Call 856-786-2020 or go to veneriadental.com. 12 consecutive years of other dentists saying he is the man. He is the best of the best because he's concerned with one thing, and that is care. Well, two things, care and compassion, not cost. Save that for the chain dental offices and go to the guy who's about care and compassion, my dentist, my friend, and the master of dental implants, veneriadental.com.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It's a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and, more importantly, on your life. Listen and follow Jill on Money on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, yeah. He is the undisputed king of Saturday night comedy, also the host of Fox Across America, and he's looks good in a pair of jeans. I mean, I'm telling you, City Sweeney's got nothing on this guy. He's Jimmy Failla. What's up, my man?
Wow. That was a hell of an intro, buddy. Sydney Sweeney is up. According to the link, man, I tweeted this earlier. everybody's hollering about Sidney Sweeney. I'm like, let's ask the 16-year-old boys. Oh, yeah, they're still in the bathroom. And that's my point of entry into this conversation. We'll start with teenage boy behavior and go precipitously downhill from there intellectually.
I guess Lincoln Failor will not be on Fox Across America or Fox News Saturday Night Saturdays. He'll be preoccupied otherwise. So,
can you imagine, though, of all the ways, you know, they've found to alienate people, going after boobs? Because you're going after boobs. You know this. I know this. And did you read that? Did you read the clip in The Atlantic, how they said this idea pushed by right-wing commentators that people should feel free to like boobs? I'm like, dude, this is not like a liberation moment. We weren't quietly sitting around liking boobs the last 5,000 years. We were starting wars over them. People were almost losing the presidency over them. There were, you know what I'm saying, Zioli? Like, this whole pretend thing, I don't even know what to do with it.
Been on team boobs for a long time. But, you know, it's so funny because you and I have talked about this on your radio show, on America's Newsroom together. Everybody hates the left right now. I mean, the Democrats are polling lower than the crap that's on the bottom of the subway trains. And this is part of the reason why everybody hates them, because they found a way to take a jeans ad and make it about Nazi eugenics.
Which is bananas, okay? It's like, first of all, the idea that there's like a correlation between killing 6 million people and a chick showing you her hooties, I mean, it's intellectually disqualifying, okay? You know, but the number two is like, again, boobies. Of all the things, not like if Fox used to be like the war on Christmas, okay? The war on Christmas had more support. The war on boobies has zero support. Women like boobies, okay? I had them as a fifth grade boy. Like, I had skin in this fight. So I don't know, man. I think this is so funny. Like, you know, we always think like we're at this point where they're like, they must be messing with us.
Yeah.
But they're not messing with us. Like, that's the point. Yeah. They're not messing with us. I don't know what's coming out of the vents of a Subaru these days, but it's really doing something to white women that's not healthy.
Do you think maybe these white liberal women really, this is just because they're losing NPR, they're finding something to hold on to? So it's like, this is secret code for Nazi eugenics because she's blonde with blue eyes and has gray jeans, and therefore, obviously, everybody else isn't welcome in America. Which, by the way, Fela, Zioli, we got a problem, buddy, because we don't fit that description, and we certainly don't look like her.
No, you make a good point. Here's the truth, man. It's like, it's a tyranny of the minority in that we know this is not like everybody in the Democratic Party, okay? But it is this old business model where the squeaky wheel gets the most grease. And they have been placating nutbags for a long time now.
Yes.
And for us, it's like, how are we supposed to resist this? You know, I always say, like, hey, as a comedian, I'm trying to make fun of both sides. And you do. But if one side is declaring war on boobs, they're giving you so much ammunition, you don't really get to the other side, you know? And that's the issue we have right now, is like the liberals are making us do one-sided comedy, and it's not our fault. Like, you know, 5 years ago, they were not telling us men could have babies. If you're going to say that, yes, you're going to take some of the punchlines away from the Republican side of the aisle. That's where we are right now.
It's
hard to be a fair comic.
It's not, your job is not easy, and somehow you're going to do it, and you're going to do it well next Saturday night at Soul Joel's in Pottstown. I was just by Pottstown the other day, so it's about 45 minutes from the station, so it's really easy to get to Soul Joel's, and it's going to be a lot of fun Saturday night, August 9th, and you got to go see Jimmy Failla in person, because, you know, a lot of the stuff he can't say on the air because of the FCC and just sheer common decency, so that's why you want to see him live on stage. But, you know, there's another boob who is making a spectacle of himself, and that's my Senator Cory Booker, who, again, yelling and screaming. And this is what they're doing now, right? I mean, they're cursing. You got Eric Swalwell bench pressing and swimming. And I mean, they're all trying to go viral. You talk about this a lot. It's Mount Clickmore. It's to try to have these viral gotcha moments. And they're all like raging lunatics now, hoping that 5 seconds of them yelling and screaming will go viral, and then everybody will be talking about them.
Yeah, it's so fascinating to watch this because this is what's happening, okay? In the Democrat postmortem of the 2024 election, they're attributing their loss to, well, Trump did a lot of social media. Well, Trump was kind of crash. Well, Trump supporters make memes. But what they don't get is that those memes, those social media appearances, only worked because there were popular policies inside every one of those videos, every one of those jokes, every one of those memes. So what the Democrats are doing is they're taking a hamburger helper recipe, but they're not adding the hamburger. They don't have the policies. They don't have the thing anybody supports. So you're just getting all of the, you know, the sideshow things, but there's nothing for anybody to buy into. You know, that's the Cory Booker thing. Do you know how many times we've now seen him cry on the House floor? Like, Cory Booker's like every one of his House speeches, he looks like a guy at the end of The Notebook who's crying because he knows the girl's upset and he wants to get laid by showing the same level of empathy. Like, and that's reality. Like, ladies, that's why men cried in the movie theater with The Notebook. They're like, I can't believe this is what I have to do to get laid. I have to sit here and pretend I like this documentary about the Biden presidency. You know, it's sad.
I heard you endorse Hunter Biden for president in 2028.
Listen, I love this idea, man. I know you're joking, but I mean, who are you going to tell me, honestly, looking around that party, who is going to beat him out of curiosity? Because he can fundraise. You know that. He's connected. He's got all the Ukrainian money. He's got all the Moscow money. And I said this last week on my show. Kilmeade's like, Jimmy, are you really going to say a crackhead could be the nominee for the Democrats? I'm like, dude, Marion Barry smoked crack. He got elected mayor of D.C. twice. So it's not like the Democratic Party is going to hold that against you.
Yeah, no, I saw your show Saturday night. I wasn't on it, but I saw it.
Oh, let me tell you. Go ahead.
No. I just had to get that off my chest. But now we can move on. I got it off. I got it off, and now I can move on. No, but you're not wrong. And the fact is that Hunter has a redemption story because he could say he overcame all this stuff if he really did overcome all this stuff. Because I don't know. I mean, you've been around entertainers and comedians and performers your whole entire life. You've also driven a cab. So you've been around cokeheads your whole life. He did that 2.5-3 hour interview at 120 miles an hour the entire time. Is he actually clean and sober, Jimmy Failla?
No, I think what he's doing, though, is I don't think it's crack anymore. I think now that Joe doesn't have to appear in public, Hunter's using that B-12 they used to shoot him up with. Because you're right. When you said the 110-mile-an-hour thing, like, I hadn't thought of that. Do you remember when Biden was clearly shot up at that one State of the Union where he screamed for an hour and 40 minutes straight?
Yes.
That was the one. That was the State of the Union where the second-to-last line, now's the time to choose between unity and shmeckin-a-hemina-hemina. Do you remember he said that? And we were all like, that's not a word. And everybody stood up and clapped at the Democratic Party. I'm like, that's not a word. And that's probably what it is. He's probably B12-ing now because it's probably harder to get the crack. That would make sense.
Yeah, it would. And because he also left it at the White House. I love how he's like, it wasn't mine. But he knew exactly where it was. He's like, that was not my crack on the third shelf behind the second book behind the fake fern and the cactus. That was no way would I ever leave it there.
Oh, that's so funny, I know. But that, listen, man, he's right now, is he not the standard bearer? Who are you going to give it to? You give it to AOC? Probably not. I mean, I know she wants to run and all of that, that thing. You know, it's so. I was going to make a joke. It's so sad. Do you know we used to make jokes like, I have a better shot of winning Mr. Universe than, or Miss Universe than she does of being the president. But in the modern era, I actually have a shot of winning Miss Universe. Their policies are so weird. They're ruining old joke formulas, you know?
I thought it was very funny today in America's Newsroom, you and Brenberg, when you said Biden 2028 is a, well, you say it. It was your joke.
Whatever. Hunter 2028 is his blood alcohol content. Yeah, that's a true story. But you know what? Everybody in your audience needs to know that you just watch. I know, but everybody in your audience just needs to know that you watch Newsroom all day, hate watching the guests. Like, I should have been on there. I was on Monday. I did great. That's what's going on. Are you becoming that guy who yells at the TV?
That's all I do. I'm like, that's ridiculous. They had more time than I had. That's not fair. It's not fair. And I just start throwing things and then texting Perino. Like, well, again, you know? And then this is probably why she hasn't written back at all. And the restraining order came again in the mail today. But I'll tell you what, I was on there Monday with Kennedy. Not for long, though, because the president was speaking for a very, very long time. How about him with the UK prime minister? And he sits there and he just starts S-talking the mayor of London in front of the guy. And, you know, because the prime minister of the UK is so polite. He's like, well, he's a friend of mine. You know, he's a nice guy, but Trump doesn't care. Just like, nah, he's a scumbag.
Yeah, that was amazing. See, this is the one thing. Like, Trump is like this friend who reenacts arguments he got into on you. Let me explain this to you. And maybe you've seen this in your life. Do you ever have a buddy who he will say something to you about, like, an argument he had, and he says it in a way that the people around you think he's arguing with you. So he'd be like, yeah, I don't care what you say. You do not look at a five-year-old boy like that, you pervert. And he's like, the people around you think he's talking to you, but it's actually a reenactment. He has no regard for the person next to him in terms of what people are going to think about their role in the conversation. And it's a fascinating thing. Because how many times have you seen him do this, where he takes press conference? It's a bilateral meeting. So he's got another head of state sitting there, and he starts getting it into it with a reporter telling Kristen Collins, shut up, I didn't pick you. You know, or he goes on a rant about, you know, Virginia Epstein stole a girl from Mar-a-Lago, and anybody surrounding him is like, can I please not be in this Epstein shot right now? But they're in it. He don't care, man. He don't care.
And it makes what otherwise would be a very boring event very entertaining to watch. So, you know, there's that. Soul Joles, Saturday night, a week from this Saturday, August 9th. You go to Fox Across America to get your tickets and see Jimmy live on stage in Pottstown. And if you have never seen him live on stage, you got to do it because it's very special, very unique. And really, I mean, you're at any moment you could be canceled. It's amazing you haven't been yet. And you even wrote a book on getting canceled. So, and it was a bestseller. I have to say that it's in your contract. So I have to mention that it was a New York Times bestseller. Otherwise, you know, otherwise you get a little uppity. But your on stage act is very, very good. And it's different from what you see on Fox News. That's why people need to go see on stage.
Yeah, no, that's a real thing. There's literally 50 fireable offenses in the first 10 minutes, but I make a good case for why. You know what I mean? And I'm not making that up. Like, I actually have to issue a disclaimer at the top of the show about why I'm going to say the things I say and how you're going to be okay and all that, because that's the era we live in now.
Yeah.
But it makes it that much more fun. You see, you know, there was a time when America didn't know the difference between a joke and a hate crime. Okay, we've talked about this. That's why I wrote that book. And that's pretty much the lens through which I distill comedy. It's a time machine. I get on stage and I'm like, I was grandfathered into comedy in the 80s where you really could say anything. And so for that reason, like, I'm operating, you know, when a gambling boat goes out like 10 miles off the coast, so it's subjected to different, you know, laws. That's my comedy act. I go out into international waters and then we open up the blackjack tables and the strippers come out and you guys are going to love it.
That's perfect. Excellent stuff. Well, you're the best, buddy. I appreciate everything you do. And we're looking forward to hearing your show tonight at 7 o'clock right here, of course, on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD. What do we got coming up on Fox Across America tonight?
Yeah, it's going to be nuts. So do you remember the Leah Thomas story at the University of Pennsylvania, someplace near and dear to the listeners' hearts right now?
Of course.
Paula Scanlon, who had to get naked next to Leah Thomas every day in the locker room, is going to be there. Katrina Campins from Mansion Global is stopping by to talk boobs. And
nice.
Kennedy's going to be there. So it's a stacked deck. We're trying to get Kennedy out of the bar as we speak. We're an hour till showtime. We're going to make some moves, but we're ready. We're not nervous. We got this.
Paula Scanlon is coming to Cape May August 15th for my next live show. You were there last summer.
I didn't know you knew her. I didn't know you knew her. She's cool as hell.
She is the best. She is so cool. She's so fun. So we'll definitely be tuned into that. All right, get your tickets, Soul Joles, before they sell out. FoxAcrossAmerica.com, August 9th, next Saturday night. Fela on stage right in our own backyard in Pottstown, PA. All right, buddy, I will talk to you soon. I'll see you soon, and we'll be tuning in at 7 o'clock.
You're the man. Miss you already, boo. See ya.
See ya, pal.
The Rich Scioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right. Dr. Mike Vinaria is the big story sponsor. He is the guy who's going to give you the smile of your dreams. So make sure you go see him today by going to VinariaDental.com. V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VinariaDental.com, with two locations to serve you, Cinnaminson and Woodbury. Let Dr. Mike be the guy who gives you the smile of your dreams. Okay. We got more to get to. I got a whole hour still to go, so we got a lot to talk about before we get out of here tonight and turn it over to Fela at 7 o'clock for Fox Across America. But I wanted to mention this to you. Actually, you know, we'll get into the Mamdani stuff again, and I'm going to get into what Dr. Mercari said regarding the food pyramid. I actually have a lot to say about that. And also the stock trades made by these members of Congress, these greedy, oh my God, these people are the absolute worst, and they are just, the money they make. And Mikey Sherrill, who's running for governor of New Jersey, is a Democrat. She's one of them. Made millions and millions of dollars. So will they finally be able to rein these people in? We'll talk about that as well. The president calling for an investigation. But, you know, hat tip to Brooke Singman breaking the story about how Kash Patel, these burn bags that Kash Patel found at the FBI with documents in there about Russia. And this is an exclusive story. And what sources told her is that one of the documents the FBI officials found in a burn bag was the classified annex to former special counsel John Durham's final report, which includes the underlying intelligence he reviewed. The declassification of the classified annex is being done in close coordination, obviously, between Ratcliffe and Tulsi Gabbard. And it's going to be transmitted to Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Chuck Grassley. So, but what they said was that, I mean, imagine that. He finds burn bags full of all these documents in there. A source familiar with the contents of the classified annex told Fox News Digital that while it may not have been exactly clear in the moment what the intelligence collection meant, with the benefit of hindsight, it predicted the FBI's next move with alarming specificity. Ultimately, the release of the classified annex will lend more credibility to the assertion that there is a coordinated plan inside the U.S. government to help the Clinton campaign stir up controversy connecting Trump to Russia. So this is a big deal. Mere days after this intelligence was collected, the FBI launched the Crossfire Hurricane investigation. It's really hard to see how Brennan, Clapper and Comey are going to be able to explain this away. So they found the stuff that was previously undisclosed stuff in SCIF, Sensitive Compartmented Information Facility, at the FBI headquarters. So, yeah, we're going to, I mean, a lot more to come on that, no doubt about it. Can I tell you about Tri-County Auto, my great friends there? Tri-County Auto, they've got incredible deals right now. Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram, you pay what they pay, meaning employee pricing plus for everyone. Everyone pays what employees pay. It might as well be Christmas in July for you. Right now, you can lease a new 2025 Jeep Wrangler Sport 4xe for only $289 a month for 24 months. Or check out a new 2025 Ram 1500 Bighorn and lease for $459 a month for 42 months. Oh, it's great. And great people over there, too. Now, you know, we talked about how these foreign car companies are now building more plants in America. Toyota is one of them. And Tri-County Toyota right now, you can lease a new 2025 Tacoma four-wheel drive double cab SR5 for just $259 a month for 36 months. Or buy, get rates as low as 3.75 for 48 months. Check out the new rugged 2025 Tundra. Finance that for only 1.99%. for 72 months. Talk about low interest rates, right? Or get $3,000 cash back. It's up to you. These offers will not last long. Stop into their showroom today. Look for the big, gigantic American flag. It's like 25 by 30 feet. It's beautiful. Or visit them online at tricounty.com to get all the specials. This is our official car dealer for the show. They stand with us, and they're great people. And I love the pride of driving American. I love driving a Jeep Wrangler. You'll love doing business with Tri-County Auto, people you can trust, who support this show and stand, and they're easy to get to, by the way, right off of 422. Potts, I mean, you go to, if you're on your way to Pottstown, stop by on your way. You can see, get a car and drive it to Jimmy's show if you want. However you want to do it, it's up to you. But it's easy to get to. Limerick, Collegeville, right there, 422. And they have several locations. TriCounty.com.
The Rich Scioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It's a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and, more importantly, on your life. Listen and follow Jill on Money on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.